This is Keyonte George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Keyonte goes to the top, comes off the pick, rotates to the right, feeling it, fires, and hits. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Keyonte George is having a game he's going to remember all summer long.
The Jazz came into the final game of the season, winners of two in a row, facing the Steph Curry-less Warriors, who will be in the play-in. The Jazz fought hard for a third straight win to finish out the year, but fell in a tightly contested game, 123-116. With your final Jazz Game Rewind of the season, I'm Leif Tulin. The Jazz were led by the hot shooting of Keyonte George and Bryce Sensabaugh, who had an especially impressive second quarter.
Keyonte walks into a three, nails it, and Chris Paul fouls him and helps him up. Sensabaugh clears space with a hard right-hand drive, pulls back for three and nails it. Pass to the left corner, Sensabaugh resets and fires and hits.
Keyonte finished with a team-high 21, but unfortunately for the Jazz, they were opposed by quite a shooting display from one of the all-time great shooters, Klay Thompson, who ripped the cords many a time tonight and all season long against the Utah Jazz.
Left corner, Klay, quick release three, good. Klay Thompson heating up. Thompson, transition, unmarked, one dribble, settles his feet, launches, and hits.
That's the practice shot.
Fast break, Thompson sets for three, crowd reacts. Timeout, Will Hardy. Klay Thompson in transition as the Warriors up a palindrome.
Klay finished with 25, only playing in 19 minutes. The rookies shine for the Jazz as they have all season, combining for 51 points.
Kickout pass stolen by Hendricks. Hendricks got a left-hand dribble down, goes to the rack, cocks the right hand and hammers. Sensabaugh, hard drive to the basket, and he scores it. Keyonte, rise and fire three. First shot attempt from three for Keyonte is right on the numbers.
For the Jazz's best stretch of the night, here are David Locke and Ron Boone on the call. The rookie-led 14-2 surge has put the Jazz in front in the third.
69-61, Klay Thompson without Steph Curry picking up the load. He's got six threes tonight.
25 at the half. Now he has 25 early here in the third period.
Keyonte calling for a pick with Taylor Hendricks. Swings it left side to Yerkes-David. Key comes back to get it. Terminates. Nowhere to go. Has to take a three. He didn't want to, but he makes it. Keyonte's got a little hop in his step tonight going back the other way. Nice night for Keyonte after a month and a half of shooting slumps to finish on this type of evening.
Made Chris Paul pay for playing
Jackson
the passing lane.
Davis gets behind the Jazz for a layup. Klay Thompson with the pass. 71-64. Here's Keyonte getting up the floor so much more quickly tonight. Top to Shamanich. Left corner Hendricks. Three ball. Good. Jazz shooting it well right now. 8 of 21 from 3 coming out here in the third quarter fabulously.
The Warriors are not able to put the Jazz away.
71-67, Warriors by 4. Klay, left side. He'll take a contested 3. It's short. Rebound, Juzang. That was a heat check. If he made that one, he'd have a halo over him in a video game. Juzang, crossover dribble. Works the right side. Chest up top to Yerkes-David. Trying to play the handoff game with Keyonte, but Keyonte goes to the top. Comes off the pick. Rotates to the right. Feeling it. Fires and hits. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Keyonte George is having a game he's going to remember all summer long. 5 threes, 8 of 11 overall, and the Jazz are back within one behind Keys 21. Klay Thompson misses a three on the left side. Rebound, Jazz. Keyonte comes to get it. Key at the top. Guarded by Wiggins, who shut him down a little bit early in this game. High pick and roll. Rolling to the basket, Yerkes-David to the rim, puts it up over Kuminga and in, and the Jazz have taken the lead, 72-71. An 11-2 run here by the Jazz. High pick and roll, Keyonte splits the defense, gets to the window, wraps it around to the corner to Juzang, 4-3, nailed it. That might be Keyonte's best assist of the year.
But might be one of Keyonte's best ball games of the year consistently from the start of the ball game.
Jason Terry said to us, we've been trying to get him to play with pace all season, and it clicked in tonight. In the final game of the year, Keyonte finally playing with the tempo that Jet had wanted. Backdoor Jackson Davis catches, but he's too far into the basket, so he flares it back out to Wiggins, who takes a 6-foot push shot, misses, and Yerkes-David rebounds. Keyonte to the front court. Wiggins defending, who's 6'8 and an elite athlete. Yerkes-David. Hard left-hand drive, top spin, no, gets his own rebound. Back up and in, he gets bumper card as he does, and that's a foul. And the Jazz have their largest lead of the game at 5, 77-72.
The Jazz fell in the finale despite holding a lead in the third quarter to a strong close from the Golden State Warriors.
118-116 Warriors with 1:39 left. Will Hardy at midcourt. Steve Kerr, also at midcourt. The two coached together in the Tokyo Olympics. Steve Here's Kerr. Spencer, right side Robinson, we just mentioned. Beats Hendricks to the basket, reverse layup. Is good, and he's fouled. Warriors go up by four with 1:29 to play.
Despite a tough loss for the Jazz finished the season with the eighth best odds to get the top pick on the bright side. In sum, a tumultuous season came to a close, but it surely was not devoid of bright spots, as the Jazz rookies performed well. Colin Sexton improved greatly in year two in Utah, and the core should be back next season. Jazz Nation, follow the draft and the offseason, and the season will be back before you know it. Signing off for the final time with your Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Leif Tulin. And as always, go Jazz!